episode number 217. See you all in Vegas.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
That's right. We're back at you for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
You ready to head out to Vegas?
You sound excited.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm definitely excited.
Head out to the west, get some good weather in. It's been crappy here.
Yep.
Ready to bake out in the sun and do lots of walking and meet lots of people and see a lot of cool cars.
I'm ready to drink a lot of beer and lose a lot of money.
Well, maybe.
Oh, no, there's no maybe about it. It's going to happen. One of the two is going to happen for sure, and usually one leads to the other.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're going to be in Vegas for SEMA. We're obviously very excited about it.
Yeah. It's kind of the theme of our show this week.
Mm-hmm. We got other things to talk about. Let's do the quick rundown here to give everybody a heads up. After we talk about SEMA, we're going to talk about Casey J. Porter's new video that was just released on Sunday, the 1st. A quick special from Stainless Works, who's one of our new sponsors, and then a couple of cool charity auctions from the NEOCC, who's very good friends of ours. Chris, I believe we have a couple of emails and a voicemail.
Yep.
We're going to talk a little bit about my car on the way to SEMA as well. And maybe a few other things mixed in and out of there in between.
Yeah. So let's talk about SEMA.
All right.
This year, going to SEMA seems like it's going to be more busy than it was last year when we went to SEMA. Because we have press conference after press conference after press conference
meeting
scheduled.
And handshake deal and stuff like that. Got lots of cool stuff to talk about. And,
oh, yeah.
And we hope you can be there. Let's get that out of the way first. Because if you are, you live in the Las Vegas area, we're putting together a very, very casual come as you are, go as you want to meet and greet.
Right.
What is it? The
Aurora Bar and Luxor.
Yeah, there's like a little lounge area.
Yeah, as soon as you come in, there's this lounge area. It's pretty cool.
I've talked to a lot of people in the industry, and when I tell them this is not a formal meeting, this is where you get rid of your tie if you got one and untuck your shirt and throw your feet up on a coffee table and sit back and have a nice drink to relax in the middle of the week. Because SEMA might be cool, but it's also very tiring.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, thank God, because I need it. our contact at NITO especially, Stefan, he's like, oh, that'll be great. I'll need it really bad. I believe David from Forgeline is going to be there. A contact from Borla is going to be there. SLP is going to be there. And, of course, a bunch of site members. It's going to be a cool meet and greet.
Yep.
And like I always say, if you get me drunk and buy me enough drinks, I might spill some Camaro secrets. I'm just kidding, Fitz.
Yeah, it should be fun this year. I mean, last year was pretty cool. We had a similar meetup at, what was that?
Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah,
it was fun.
It was different.
It was fun, but not twice in a row fun.
Yeah, after, you know, the kind of the novelty wears off
right.
After a few hours.
Yeah. Of course, you know me, I was just loving every minute of it. That was,
yeah.
Like, I don't remember much of it, but.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be fun.
Thanks, Maggie.
Oh, that's right. She should be there, too.
Yep. Mags is going to be there and her husband. It'll be cool. We'd love to have you there. Just show up. It starts about 8 o'clock p.m. Is that mountain time?
Yeah, I think.
Is that what that is out there? Whatever the time zone it is there.
It's 3 hours different, so I think it's actually Pacific.
Pacific time. Specific time?
Pacific Coast time.
It's specifically.
I don't know.
Well, we're going to be there, and you should be there, too. And if you don't, you suck. How's that?
Yeah.
Good to wrap up that little portion of it. But the rest of SEMA is going to be cool.
Yep. Starting like the day we get there, we got to go get our media credentials, and then we have an event with Chevrolet that night.
Yep.
Get to see something new, which I'm sure is going to be Synergy Green.
Maybe.
Something we talked about last week.
Don't get me started.
Yep. So.
SEMA's great. It's
show opens on Tuesday.
Right. And if you're there, be sure to check out my Camaro, which I'll talk about in a little bit. I'm so proud of it.
Yeah.
It turned out well. I guess that's it on SEMA.
Yeah, because next week's show is probably going to be dedicated to everything we saw and stuff. We're going to be sending pictures back, too, from SEMA. So keep your eye on the forum. And
the first forum of the board.
Yeah.
We're going to be the site news and updates forum.
We're going to be sending all of our pictures to Flickr again, and then our bot picks them up and posts them for us for so everybody can see them.
You never know what we might throw up there, too. I think last
just like
year,
last year,
I think I had a Kobe beef cheeseburger that I posted.
How about the Deal or No Deal girl too?
Oh yeah, she was suitcase number 6,
something like that.
Yeah, she was cool. And then of course the Continental Tire hospitality room with the massage tables, not the rub and tug kind. And of course then the lovely assistant that helped that challenged us to Guitar Hero, who wound up being Miss Nevada, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was cool. What's her name?
Georgina.
Georgina Vaughn. Yep, she was cool to hang out with. But anyway, we're just kind of, you know, rambling now about the coolness. Who knows what they're going to offer this year, and we'll try to bring it all to you one way or another.
Yeah, I got to defend my title. And
your Guitar Hero
and
title?
Guitar
Did
Hero
you win anything?
Title. Yeah, I won an iPod.
That's right. All right. That was pretty cool.
Okay, what else we got going on here?
Well, briefly, Casey Porter released his video finally.
Yeah, we talked about this, about 2-3 weeks ago?
A few times here and there in the past few weeks.
It's finally released. Great piece of video workmanship.
Filmography, yes.
Yeah, oh man. Great, great video. You get to start off by, he interviews a bunch of different Camaro people. And this is in Florida, right? Central Florida? Orlando?
I believe so, yep.
Yeah.
And what's really cool is he offers a couple of different ways to view it. One is on YouTube, obviously, but there's he doesn't have it listed. I'm just looking. Sometimes he has it posted on Vimeo, and I don't know if YouTube has the same audio quality that Vimeo has, because when we watched the preview, the audio was unbelievable on Vimeo. I haven't seen it on YouTube yet because he just released it, you know, just a couple hours ago, really.
Yeah.
Great time. Like you said, he interviews people with fifth gens, talks about how much they like them. It features every generation of the Camaro, though, and the wrong way and the right way to wash a Camaro.
Oh.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah, bikini car wash.
Well, that's the right way.
Right.
The wrong way is just funny.
Yeah.
And then the end credits are always good. We are very happy and proud to be to have a hand in this film, along with our good friends over at Modern Camaro.
Yep.
And also
Z28.com,
yeah. So check it out. It's worth the time to watch.
Yeah.
And Chris, you'll put a link in the show notes.
You betcha.
Right? So we got a new sponsor, Stainless Works.
Mm-hmm.
We're glad to have them on board. I've met the Stainless Works folks actually at PRI a couple years ago. And they've got a special that they wanted us to announce. Do you have that up, Chris?
You betcha.
All right, let's hear it.
It says Stainless Works is offering a 5-day turnaround on our most popular 2010 Camaro V8 products. These products are guaranteed to ship within 5 business days, or the shipping is free. Stainless Works is a manufacturer of primarily 304 SS header and exhaust systems designed to provide our customers with an exact fit to stock and modified vehicles. Visit www.stainlessworks.net for more info.
Like I said, I've met these guys. They're pretty cool. They make a good product. I think everybody's pretty happy with them.
Yeah.
Definitely check them out. If you buy from them, tell them CamaroZ28.com sent you, or even mention the podcast for all we care.
Absolutely.
So now that we got that out of the way.
Yeah, cool. Good to have them on board.
Yeah, good. They're good guys. We like quality folk.
Heck yeah.
All right. Couple of contest things. We're always trying to run contests.
Yeah.
Since that the other day was Halloween,
mm-hmm.
and we always run the pumpkin carving contest. It's a small little contest. We got to declare kind of a winner.
For the Camaro O'Lantern?
The Camaro O'Lantern. And
so people were also posting some other cool carvings that they did on their pumpkins, and I have to tell you, they are simply awesome. I had no idea people were going to go out and do this, but I thought it was pretty neat.
Oh yeah, I mean it's really hard to pick a winner, so
I think we could just got to make them all winners. Anybody who submitted a pumpkin carving,
yeah, we'll just give them all
a year of premium membership.
You got it. Year of premium membership. You get bigger PM space. You get less flood control. You get more photos in your photo gallery. You get a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Use it.
Yeah.
Use it. Thank you for everybody for participating. First one was Be Groovy. Not bad. They used the template that we provided, but we told them that they didn't have to use it. Somebody had a really cool Camaro and or Chevrolet and Pontiac Firebird logo, and then it just kind of went off the hook after that.
I even posted mine in there.
Yeah, your Transformers one. That was pretty cool. How long did it take you to do that, Chris?
About an hour. Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
What's the one here? Hold on, I'm leafing through it right now.
I did the Autobots, and my wife did the Decepticons.
Of course. Mike C. did one, had the back of a fifth-gen Camaro carved in perspective and carved CamaroZ20.com underneath it. And if I wasn't blown away enough by that, then somebody actually carved the CamaroZ28.com logo, the new style logo, in the pumpkin,
yeah,
along with a profile shot of the Camaro, of a 2010 Camaro. Just awesome stuff. You guys did killer
badass
work. Yeah.
Man.
Thanks,
yeah,
to everybody for who else. Some stooge did transform. Oh, that was you.
Couldn't think of anything else this year.
And the other contest is
is ongoing.
It's ongoing. We only have a week left. Phase one is done, where we received submissions for the contest, the photo contest. And now we're right smack dab in the middle of phase two, which is the two-week voting period where the public gets to vote.
Yep.
Chris, put the link in the show notes. And
yep. People keep voting. You can only vote once per account.
No stuff in the ballot
box.
We have
some clear leaders of the pack right now in the voting.
That's right. Let me skip over to that.
It looks like it's going to be between Mudbone and I think it's CR97
WS6. Yep. 29 and 32 votes respectively. However,
very
Bones,
close.
Bones 3180, the one that the New Orleans photo is catching up, and Link WPC. Which one is that one? I forgot.
Link WPC.
Oh, the bunch of 2010 Camaros in a row with at the meetup where they just held up the sign.
Yeah.
So anyway, like we said, if you haven't voted, definitely please vote so we can make sure that somebody gets a set of Nitto tires and everybody else gets something else.
Yeah.
So
like we said last week too, we had a pretty difficult time picking the top 10, and we have our reasons for picking the top 10. You can't make everybody happy, as you can tell by some of the replies in the thread.
Look,
we tried our
best.
We're
just two guys. We don't have a legal team to make the rules. We right. do what we can. All we want to do is put a smile on some people's faces and let other people have fun with it.
We're not trying to piss anybody off. We're not trying to disenfranchise our members. We're just simply trying to have some fun here.
Yeah.
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 So
congratulations to everybody so far.
Yep.
And we'll leave it at that. Chris, you'll put a link in the show notes.
You betcha.
All right. I understand, Chris, you have... What did we say? Two emails and one voicemail?
One email, one voicemail.
That's what I said.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you have it right there.
I have an email here in front of me. I shall read it now.
Yeah, go ahead and read this one.
This comes from John. He says, Chris and Jason, good podcast this week about the show. Like the personal stories and banner. You suck, Chris. It's pretty funny and enjoyable. I would like you to cut down on time devoted to the contest.
Oh, whoa, wait.
Oh,
we just...
sorry. As a weekly listener, it gets old. Keep up the good work. Regards, John. P.S. Your mama's a ricer.
Your mama's a ricer? Okay.
All right. Well,
my mama drives a Chevy Traverse.
My mom drives a Ford Escape or some crap like that, but she used to drive a Toyota Celica.
Oh, okay.
So maybe, I guess my mom's a ricer.
Yeah.
Sorry about the extra time devoted to the contest, but how are we going to get people to continue to participate? We try to keep it down, but, we want to give stuff away. We want to make people happy. John, we can't make everybody happy, so I guess we can't make you happy. Piss off and die. No, I'm just kidding. No, we always appreciate good and bad. As long as it's constructive criticism, you know, we love
we
to hear it.
We welcome it with open arms.
Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for that. We'll definitely keep it in mind. And
look at the bottom of the show notes. Every week, there's a link to a survey. All you got to do is click on that link, fill out the survey, tells us what you like, what you don't like, and helps us doing our jobs a little bit better.
And we read every single one of them, and you don't have to give any personal information, not even an email address. Yeah.
So.
Thank you again, John. One voicemail and one email left?
Yes, we
All
have
right.
one voicemail left.
Okay, well, we'll get to that in just one second.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And now, on to our voicemail.
Hey guys, Mudbone calling. Hopefully sounding better than I'm not driving to work in my car, and I've got a straight phone call here. Anyway, I had a couple things to talk about. First off, I got to drive a 2010 V8 car today with a stick shift. Manual transmission, and it was really, really cool. I really enjoyed it, and it just made me all the more wanting to get one. The other thing is I saw Jason's car going on the trailer, And I just wanted to call in and tell them how great it's looking. I really like the way the car is turning out. It really looks kind of low key and stealthy, and that's kind of the way I like it, not over the top. But I'm guarantee you those modifications you're making is really making it perform. And I wanted you to talk about that a little bit. Tell me how it feels now with the supercharger and the headers and all that. Although I know you probably just you don't have much seat time after getting it done because you were rushing. But anyway, tell me what you can tell me. And the other thing I wanted to know is now that you've tuned it up, what's the automatic transmission like? You know, I think I said when we were driving the six-cylinder car with the automatic, really wasn't too pleased with the way that thing shifted. And I wanted to know, I heard about people tuning them and getting some better performance. So let me know what you think about the transmission now that you've been working on it a little bit. Take care, guys. Have a good one. Always enjoying the podcast. Mudbone. See ya.
I guess this one's all me.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Mudbone. I almost forgot. I'm sorry.
I'm waiting to hear that. We haven't heard from Mudbone in a while.
That's right. I guess, geez, to start from the start, thanks for the compliments on the car. It was a lot of hard work for what little I've done so far. Yeah, I wasn't exactly thrilled with the transmission shifting, as a lot of people aren't on their A6 2010 Camaros, but after getting a transcal and a little bit of tuning time on the dyno, it does really wake the car up, makes it feel much more responsive and a lot more powerful, no question about it. I found that putting it in sport mode and taking the traction control off really helps, but after putting the supercharger on it, that wasn't exactly a very good idea. Yeah, the video that Mudbone here was talking about was the only video footage I have of the car where it's in its current state, loading up on the reliable trailer to head out to SEMA. I guess I better throw in here that it was going to be at the Nitto Tire Display, but due to scheduling and floor space conflicts, it wound up getting moved over to the Feature Vehicles Showcase in Central Hall, not too far from the Chevrolet Display,
Nice.
Which ought to be cool, so definitely check it out. The video was posted on my blog at phantomss.com, and I also made some references to it in the 2010 general discussion forums. After the supercharger, as I put in my blog entry, there's really something special about putting the pedal down and at will and pretty much losing all hope for traction with the factory tires on a Michigan road in October. It makes a lot of power now. The exhaust sounds really good. It's a little loud, but I'm pretty happy with it. Yeah, I didn't have much time for photos or anything like that. As soon as it was done,
you pretty much buttoned it up and put it on the truck, and that was it.
That's right. I'm really happy with how it turned out so far. It makes a lot of power, but not as much as what it could. We still have some tuning to do with it, but I think it looks great. Just a quick rundown here. We're limited on time. Nitto tire, I have NT05s on that. The Petters XA Extreme Coilover Suspension, the magnet charger I got from hotpart.com, which they still are running $750 off a 2010 Camaro magnet charger kit. All you have to do is enter the code. I think it's 750 Camaro Z28, I think, yeah, is what it is. Forgeline S03P wheels. David at Forgeline was stellar to deal with. I just made a recent blog entry about that. A Borla exhaust from the headers all the way back. I got some underhood stuff that you're probably not going to see at the show from Showstopper Accessories. They're one of the sponsors on the board. I'll talk about that in the future. I have a smooth lock on it. There's my shameless plug. Couldn't have done it without Chris Frezza. Thanks, buddy. The whole Camaro Z28.com community, Pete and Deb Basica, Chris at Sellers Pontiac, David Chart at Forge Line, Kirk and crew at Vector Motorsports, Scott Settlemyer, Tom Henry, Chris Horton for doing the cool 3D renderings, Adam Bruce for helping me get the word out, Stevie and Mike Lick for doing the buff on it, Jeff and... Well, that sounded weird. Yeah. For buffing the paint for me. Jeff at Empire 7th. And Scott at Fabulous Graphics in Las Vegas for putting the vinyl on it that I haven't even seen yet.
What about for Chevrolet for making the thing?
And that's in here, too. That's the last one. That's in my list. And thank you, of course, Chevrolet, for making the damn car. Did I answer his question?
I think so.
So far, I'm loving it. I just want to get more photos so because the video just doesn't do it justice. I'm very, very happy with how it all turned out so far. And I've got a lot more to go. That's it.
So what are you going to do with it when it comes back from Vegas?
Sell it. No.
It's going to go in the garage till the end of winter?
No, it'll go back in the shop and to get a different camshaft put in.
Oh.
And more tuning.
Okay.
We're pushing right about 500 to the tire right now.
Okay.
With a little more tuning, we get there no problem. And then after we put the cam in, maybe we'll see another 20 or 30 or 40 or who knows how much more.
Okay.
Our buddies at Nitrous Express, by the way, were just ripping me a new one.
Really?
Yeah, because he's like, how come you don't have a nitrous kit on that car? Because
you didn't give me one.
That's exactly what I said. We've known the folks at Nitrous Express for a very long time. They're very good people. They should be at our meet and greet, too.
Okay, nice.
Randall, you better be there, buddy. I understand that there's going to be a twin turbo magna charged Camaro at SEMA, by the way.
Unbelievable.
So it makes mine look like small potatoes, which technically in the overall scheme of things, it probably is. Mudbone, thank you so much for the voicemail and the compliments on the car. I live for that, so, you know, that's why I do it.
Yep.
And, is that it?
No. Let's see.
We have another email?
No. That's it for the voicemails. That's it for the emails for the week.
All right.
No winners.
No winners, because Mudbone already won. Yeah. I think twice. I think he cheated the system or something like that. He claimed Mudbone Jr. won, but I think he took the prize for it. What else we got going on here?
I want to read this thing real quick. This came from the FBOD father, Scott Settlemyer, and he's letting us know that the International Car of the Year Awards have been announced, and the Camaro is up for 2010 International Car of the Year.
Nice.
Up against the Ford Taurus and the Hyundai Genesis Coupe.
Mm.
There's also, for the 2010 International Truck of the Year, the Chevy Equinox has been nominated. Against the Ford Transit Connect
really?
And the Volvo XC60.
Isn't Volvo a female body part? No, I got my vowels mixed up.
Anyways, this is going to be awards announced at it moved from the North American International Auto Show to the Los Angeles Auto Show in December 2009. So, there's going to be a 5-mini member that's going to go ahead and go through all these criteria and do the awarding. So
what do you think the shot Camaro has at winning this, Chris?
I think it's pretty good.
Against the what?
The Ford Taurus and the Hyundai Genesis Coupe.
You know, I got to tell you, the Ford Taurus is, from what I understand, a phenomenal car for bringing back the nameplate. I think that the competition is pretty stiff.
I think it's going to be between the Camaro and the Genesis.
You really think so?
Yep.
This is for car of the year?
Yeah.
Based on just overall being a car? Well, it has to.
Mission is to honor and highlight the emotional connection between cars and consumers.
Oh, yeah.
In addition to how well automakers achieve that goal through the design and marketing of their vehicles.
Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind. Taurus is a nice car.
Camaro,
even
hands down.
Even the Genesis is a nice car for what it is worth, for what it is. Yeah, Camaro, winner.
Hands down.
For the win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Hyundai can die in a
Camaro
fire.
Camaro should be picking up their award in December.
In fact, why don't they just pick it up now and just save everybody the grief in time?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
We also have a new coupon code this week.
Oh, that's right.
For CamaroCollection.com.
That's right.
This is our monthly coupon code. This is valid through November 5th of this week.
3 days.
If you use coupon code Z28Turkey,
gobble gobble,
you'll get some money off your total price in your shopping cart. So go ahead and put that in. Z28Turkey, CamaroCollection.com.
Yep, that's where I've got more Camaro stuff from them than I can wear now. Speaking of November, it's No Shave November.
It's No Shave November.
That's right. As soon as I get back from SEMA, I start No Shave November a little late because of SEMA. Here comes my beard. Bring on the snow. Bring on the snowmobile season. Yeah. But until then, how about some more cool stuff going on? The NEOCC has a couple of charity auctions happening right now. Very special stuff here. 100% of the proceeds will be benefiting what's called the Aluminum Cans for Burn Children, or the ACBC of Akron. And the Children's Hospital is located in Akron, Ohio. The NEOCC is proud to be associated with this charity for the past 9 years and continues to raise thousands of dollars each year for this incredible program. The money is raised to help burn survivors and their families by funding educational and support programs they include special protective clothing that helps burn skin heal, bicycles that help children exercise their burned arms or legs, Things like that. Again, 100% of the proceeds of these two auctions will be benefiting the ACBC. And it is considered a donation purchase, and you will get a tax form stating the donation will be sent to the winner. So this, from what I understand, is tax deductible.
Absolutely.
And here's what they've got. They've got a set of the 2010 Camaro 21-inch wheels,
mm-hmm.
Along with Pirelli tires, the combo. As of right now, as we speak, there's 3 days and 11 hours left. Bid's kind of up there at $3,050, but I know that that's not even close to being what it normally costs. Yeah. And they're beautiful. They're brand new. The NEOCC, excuse me, is providing this. There's also another auction, the GMPP Axleback Track Pack Performance Exhaust Upgrade for the 2010 Camaro. No reserve on that one, currently up to $600. Now, I know that this thing retails for close to a grand, if not more. I think it's actually $1,200 or $1,400.
Okay.
It's not exactly a secret that GMPP worked with Borla on these the 2010 exhaust systems. I understand they're slightly different. Maybe they're a little less aggressive sounding. Okay. But it's nonetheless very, very similar to what I have on my Camaro now. And if you watch the video that I referenced earlier of my car being loaded on the reliable truck, you can get a good audio taste of what that exhaust sounds like. I'm very happy with it. Again, folks, these are charitable auctions. You get it is a deduction, so bid high and bid early to get your hands on these and help out the ACBC. I said that right, ACBC.
Yep.
And of course the NEOCC. Thank you so much for putting this on. Any thoughts on your end, Chris?
No, I was going to say when we were at the NEOCC Falls Summit, we saw these on display, and the wonderful group from ACBC talking about their organization and great cause. And so go ahead, get out there. It's on eBay. I'm going to be posting a link in the show notes.
And Chris, this kind of hits a little close to home with you.
Kinda,
just because you had an incident last fall with your son, Vito, with hot coffee.
Yeah.
Not even any real flame involved.
Yeah, the people at the Children's Hospital here in Detroit, Michigan, took excellent care of Vito when he needed his care. He was in there for a night. So, yeah.
Definitely help these kids out. They could always use it, you know. So, I'm sure there's ways that people can throw a few bucks their way, even if they don't want to bid in the auction. So, get a hold of the NEOCC. They're always happy to point you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And I got one last thing I want to mention,
What's that?
All right. I just wanted to give a very, very heartfelt thanks to my friend Tracy Potter. It's a dude, not a chick. at the Discount Tire on Gratiot Avenue between 14 and 15 Mile here in the Detroit area. Really helped me out in crunch time getting my car ready. Went the extra mile for sure. So if anybody's in the Detroit area or even in this side of the state of Michigan and you need tires, go see Tracy Potter at the Discount Tire. Tell him I sent you and he will most guaranteed take excellent, excellent care of you.
Good job.
Yeah, it's good to have a friend in the tire industry.
Yeah.
And he's one of the best kind of friends you can have. He'll do anything for you if he can. Hmm. So I don't know if you're listening out there, Tracy, but thank you so much.
Yep. Cool.
And any last minute words before we get out of here and go pack?
Let's go pack and let's get on a plane and get the hell out of Michigan.
Oh, man. I can't wait. Like we said, we'd love to see you Wednesday night, the Luxor Lounge area of the Aurora Bar, 8 p.m.
Yep.
Be there.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
I want to meet Carrot Top.
Let's get drunk.